I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick. Boom.
Starring.
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I haven't thanked you yet, but at Neshoba Regional High School, 1985, I was arrested for possession of a Class D substance.
No.
I believe I have now been officially pardoned by you.
By me. Is that,
all right.
Job.
Okay. All right.
Oh, thank God.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Yeah, but there might be other substitutes. You can't substitute. Nobody wants a turkey sausage.
Turkey would also turkey. Be vegan.
Oh, it can't be turkey, right? Be turkey. Oh, my bad. Well, it no would... one wants a vegan sausage.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
You said, I think,
I'm wearing my Teeny Time t-shirt this morning.
Okay, but are you going full martinis right from the start?
No, I'll do a spicy margarita.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
I could never, ever run it.
I would love to do a stolen valor, though. I'd love to get that windbreaker and be like, oh, PB for me, 338.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Come on, people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do, Mike? How you doing, Wiggy?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
How are you?
I am grateful for the day yesterday.
Hi.
I am tired. I'm a bit sleepy.
Okay.
Right. And when my alarm went off this morning, Santo immediately said, do you feel okay? And I said, well, that's never what you want to hear first thing in the morning. Was I embarrassing? Okay. And he said, no.
Yeah, no, you were not embarrassing.
No.
No, I seem like it.
He said that I never show that I am intoxicated.
Well, that's a nice thing for a husband to say.
Yeah, I would definitely disagree with Santo on that one.
I think you may have been last to leave, or at least either you or Wiggy were last to leave the marathon party at the Capitol Grill.
I have no idea what time we left.
You have no idea what time you left?
No.
Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
How you doing today?
Better than you guys.
Yeah.
And I remember Santo saying, like, we got to go. And I said, what? I'm like, it's early. It's early. And he said, no, we need to go have dinner.
Well, yeah, what
see,
a
we
day.
We had dinner right there. So we always end the night or end the day with having dinner at Capitol Grill.
Well, I had to, at a couple points, I had to peel Mrs. Wiggins off the captain, Jason Varitek.
Yeah,
was. I feel like my status as hall pass is gone. I think it might belong to Jason Varitek.
I mean,
now.
He is a World Series winner. That's,
I understand.
She loves champions.
Is that what it is? She loves the champion,
yeah,
Mrs.
That is.
Wiggins?
I don't know how. I'm not even sure if she knows what the Marconi is. So.
All right. Well, great day yesterday. Congratulations to everybody who finished that marathon at some point. And congratulations to those who cheered him on and spectated their way through the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. And thanks to everybody who came to our marathon event at the Capitol Grill yesterday or stopped by and said hello during the show yesterday morning. It was awesome.
Yesterday is why we live in New England.
That's the reason?
That is the reason. A day like yesterday, and I understand it was a little bit too warm for the runners, but for the spectators, that was perfect weather.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it don't get no better than that.
No.
No.
A nice day in Boston is better than a nice day anywhere else. Like it's like the abusive relationship where they beat you down, they beat you down, and then yesterday hits, and it is just impeccable.
Yeah, you have to go through December, January, February, March, and half of April,
correct.
And then you're there, Curtis. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just those couple of months.
Well, and I think it was nice for Jason Varitek to have a place to drink his troubles away after that outing by his Boston Red Sox yesterday.
Mm. I heard Tolina saved his number as captain.
Yes, yes. She was very impressed.
Didn't you give us a call on the Red Sox yesterday, Curtis, when it came to wagering?
But I didn't take into account the fact that the whole organization was going to forget how to play defense, and that was their calling card. Mm. So
okay, you didn't think they're going to be running into each other?
No,
in the middle of the game.
No,
that's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch.
Yeah.
But what do they need a manager for to tell them? Okay, which guy has the
well, I think you
the
know
call off.
You know how it works. I mean, it goes back to Little League.
It should be the left fielder.
That's the way it works.
Right.
Yeah. But
I mean, it can only backpedal for so long, Ralphie, before the left fielder says, all right, I got it.
Yeah. I mean, and technically, isn't the center fielder supposed to be running the show and calling guys off out there, Curtis? You remember back in your Little League days.
Oh, I do. I was never at center field. I was right field, picking daisies. But, Jaren Duran may have been thinking about enlisting into the military, if you read the things that you've seen about him this week. So I feel like the whole organization... Alex Cora should not be the manager of this team, not because he's not good at his job. He is. What's the point? He's not part of the rebuild. Why are you rebuilding with him? Like, the reason why the Patriots and Bo Parcells separated was because Parcells was just year to year, and Kraft said, I have an organization to run. I have to worry about the long game and the short game. Everybody believes Alex Cora is gone at the end of the year. What are you gaining by having him around the team when the players will just look at him as like, oh, yeah, I'm with him. I'm out of here. I hate this place. Like, what's the upside?
Yeah, I still can't figure out which side is the one that doesn't want the relationship to continue. Or is it maybe both? Or, I mean,
I would say both in terms of the baseball, the Red Sox front office would rather have him here, but they're cheap. So they don't want to give him that. What was Shime? There was a manager. Was it Craig Counsell? Somebody got like an $8 million a year salary. The Red Sox don't want to give that to their manager because they just think they can hire any nerd that can implement whatever their plans are. So he's only here because the fans like him and he gives them a better opportunity to have, you know, a good front facing guy. But other than that, I don't see the benefit.
No, he's only here because the Red Sox gave him an opportunity after the whole suspension thing. So if anything, he's indebted to them, you know, because they basically said, here's the lifeline for you, Cora. He didn't know if he was ever going to manage in the big leagues again. And the Red Sox said, hey, we're going to give you that opportunity by doing that. So I get what you're saying, but there's still got to be them looking at like, okay, is he able to get these guys to buy in or believe or whatever is the manager needs to do in baseball. Now I feel like the manager is what? Pointless in baseball because we'll blame the players for not fielding. We don't really put what do we put on the manager?
Yeah.
I mean, so what are we putting on him?
Wiggy, you're saying that Alex Cora feels some sort of sense of gratitude to the Red Sox for giving him a lifeline after the cheating scandal and getting him back into the game And that's the reason why he, if he remains here, he would remain here.
Yeah, or that's the reason why he's probably like, hey, what do you guys want to do with me moving forward? And they can only say, you finished in last place the last 2 years. If we, you know, you have another bad year, they probably have to make the decision that, all right, we need to go in a different direction as well. And the other question is, does he still want to manage?
Has he also done enough for that suspension part of his career to be wiped clean to go manage somewhere else? Like, are there still teams out there that would be hesitant to hire Alex Cora?
Yeah, I think so.
You think he's done enough?
No, I think he's done enough.
I mean, they look at the way Major League Baseball is reacting to Shohei.
Yeah. Right.
They don't care what you do.
Yeah, I think Cora will get another job.
It doesn't matter at all.
Can we talk about Shohei for a quick second?
Yes.
I'm watching yesterday afternoon Jeff Passan, who's the lead ESPN MLB guy, and he's on with Pat McAfee, great biceps, and they're discussing Shohei, and they just say as if it's a matter of fact, yeah, you know, he was gambling $12,000 a bet 19 times a day. He stole from his most trusted confidant, abused the relationship, but no, he never bet once on baseball. How can you possibly believe a guy with zero morality is all of a sudden going to draw the line at the one place he would be able to maximize his relationship with Shohei?
But they were discussing the interpreter doing that.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought we already knew he was bet on baseball, the interpreter. Didn't they say that was part of the bets that he
made?
No. Oh, so now they're saying that wasn't part of the bets?
That he made all these $16 million stolen, $140 million lost or whatever, but never bet a single thing on baseball.
Was that a fake report? Then the whole Braves parlay thing that came out.
That was somebody on Twitter who had gone back and analyzed what they thought were bets that were made by him, and thought they ended up being bets that were made on baseball games.
There was also Glasnow came out and said that he and the rest of the players on the Dodgers do not believe that Shohei had any involvement, and said that they knew that Mizuhara was up to some shady stuff from the minute they met him.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, well, how can it be both ways? Why would you keep a guy around
it's a first impression kind of thing.
I guess.
A lot of people, they can tell right off the bat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're a good judge of character the minute they meet somebody.
but it's just so, like, the American public is just so remarkably gullible. Like, it's just amazing to me that anybody would believe this person who's such a degenerate. He's betting 20 times a day at 12K a pop, stealing from his best friend. And no, he didn't bet on the one sport he would know the most about.
Yeah. Well, we can continue that discussion. We can talk a little bit about the Red Sox and where they are, unfortunately, this morning. And, again, extraordinary day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Great show at the Capitol Grill. I got a text message, Curtis, last night from the governor who mentions you. I'll share that with you later if you'd like.
Oh, good.
Some words from the governor about being on this show.
Okay.
Chris Curtis. So we'll get to that a little bit later. Shyam, how you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, good. We got a lot to get to on the show, including They Said It. We'll do that at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we can discuss the NFL talent evaluator, who does not have good things to say about J.J. McCarthy. So we'll get to that at 7 on this morning show. Before that, today's leads in just about 10 minutes. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And it appears that a marathon Borg party in Alston yesterday did not go as planned for at least one party goer.
Yep.
So excessive celebration while watching the marathon didn't end up well in Alston yesterday. We'll get to that and the rest of the news. And then we will be joined this morning by our official Karen Reed trial correspondent, Ted Daniel, from Fox 25.
You guys are geeked up about that.
Yeah. We are geeked up, but Courtney and I are geeked up about the Karen Reed trial, which gets underway today. And they will attempt to impanel a jury or at least start that process. So we will get a live report from Dedham and the court, from Ted Daniel of Fox 25 on this morning show. If you want to be on with us, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And here she is, bubbly and alive, after celebrating late into the evening at the Capitol Grill last night. Courtney, and what is trending?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Sox got crushed by the Guardians to start their series yesterday. 6-0 was the final. Cutter Crawford got the start. He went 5 2/3, giving up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 6. The starting pitching still great.
Yep.
The game was scoreless till the 7th, the same inning that a scary collision happened between Rafael Devers and Tyler O'Neill. The two went up to grab a pop-up for the final out of the top of the inning. O'Neill had to leave the game and is in concussion protocol. If you're watching on Twitch, you can watch it all play out.
Wow.
Really bad. Really bad.
I mean, it's on Devers.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, right? So. I mean, like I told you, I was an all-city catcher a long time ago, but I always thought that the guy coming in had the right of way.
Correct, Wiggy.
And be yelling, hey, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway. Greg and I will be there with some great listeners.
Oh, yeah? Right. The diehards.
Yep, the diehards.
That's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight.
What planning, Courtney?
Yeah, great planning.
Well, you can take a nap today. Do you have anything you have to do today?
I have a yoga class after the show.
Well, you can skip yoga for once.
No, I got to go.
Take it from me, Courtney. The easiest thing to do, just get another drink in the morning.
No, Curtis, that is how you start ending up with a problem.
Yeah, don't take any advice from Curtis on that, all right?
7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. I did have a nice FaceTime with my mom from the bathtub yesterday when I got home, so I was able to take a bath and, you know, really relax.
There you go.
So I don't know why I'm really that tired. The Bruins fell to the Capitals 2-0. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. And two Celtics players will be reportedly playing in the Olympics this summer. Jason Tatum and Jrue Holiday will be on Team USA's 12-man roster for the Paris Games. And no surprise here, Caitlin Clark went number one overall to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Another beautiful day here in Boston. It's about 45 degrees outside right now. Afternoon high, a sunny 67.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sounds like Dua.
It is, baby.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, that's Electricity with like Diplo and Mark Ronson. It's came out a couple years ago.
All right.
Banger.
Like it.
I got to be honest, Greg. I'm gonna need some assistance with rejoins today. I am in a wormhole of just like EDM music.
Really?
I don't believe that.
Are you emo?
No. Not emo. Okay. I'm just a lot of house music all up in my ears. And
well, it's probably because you can move better when it comes to dancing.
It's true. Yeah. It does get you moving and grooving. It's nice.
Is that a thing
nice
like
walk?
you and Olivia are going out to the clubs?
Nope. Me and Henry going out on walks around town. But I also know that Wiggy hates EDM, so yes, I don't want to just flood your ears with music you hate. So.
Okay. So it's kind of an addiction thing, and you need the assistance of those that listen to the program when it comes to rejoins, or else you'll just be trapped in an EDM wormhole all morning long on
Correct.
The show today.
Consider it like an EDM fog. I need a lighthouse to help me make my way out.
Okay. All right. You want those on the DMs?
Yeah, send them in the DMs. You can at me in the Twitch chat. That works as well.
What are you on Instagram, Shime?
ShimeTime12.
Okay. Follow the show on Instagram, too, if you don't, and you can stay up to date with everything that we are doing. A week from Friday, it is the first roadshow of the third roadshow season. I can't believe that roadshows are here. We started a little early this year. Last year, we didn't start roadshows until May, but I was talking to the Bland manager, Ken Laird, yesterday at the Capitol Grill, and he said the first season that we did roadshows, we started in April as well. So we'll get a bunch of roadshows in. We'll start in Brattleboro, Vermont. We'll be there a week from Friday at the Stone Church, which everybody says is a really cool place in Brattleboro. I can't wait. First roadshow in Vermont. I don't believe we have a local legend lined up, a Miller mystery local legend for Vermont yet.
We do not, and you can email us if you have somebody that you would like to nominate, or please send us somebody that you have a connection to so that you can give us their information.
Yeah.
Local legend GHS@gmail.com.
Ken Laird was working on one, and unfortunately the man is out of town.
Bernie?
It was not Bernie Sanders. It's on brand when it comes to Ken Laird.
So they were dull?
He was, well, maybe he was working on Tom Baudette.
We'll leave the light on for you?
Yeah, the Motel 6 guy. Apparently he lives in Brattleboro.
Oh, wow.
And Ken has some sort of a connection
to
him.
That is the most Ken Laird idea I have ever heard.
That would have been a great get when it comes to a Miller mystery local legend, Tom Baudette. That's what Ken was working on. We'll unfortunately, it fell through. I think he's attending a convention of commercial endorsers, Curtis. You ought to be invited to that based on your work with the Yodel people.
Boston Cream Yodel from Drake's Cakes. If you don't get them now, you'll regret it.
So we're going to need a replacement when it comes to a local legend for the first roadshow.
Awesome. Wow. That is classic.
That's
right
classic
there.
Ken.
It's really nothing like staying in a motel. How did he get started in that business? And never elevating up to a hotel?
Well, I mean, Motel 6, they had a lot of money clearly to spend when it came to commercials for a while.
It's very
popular back in the 90s. Was that when those commercials were airing on the radio?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, if that really is Tom Baudette in those commercials, he has a great voice.
We'll leave the light on.
Courtney and I were trying to work on Noah Kahan for a musical guest, but I never get any response. He's just probably too big for this show.
I know. We've been trying, though, even before he really blew up.
I know. But I don't know if we'll,
I love him.
Listen, I have full confidence that we'll get somebody.
Me too.
Is he like a big country star or something?
He's folk.
Yeah, he's kind of like pop. What would you call him? Pop folk?
I think it's folk music. Yeah. That would be right, Chime? Folky?
Yes. Pop folk seems the perfect category.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we will continue to work on a local legend, but we will see you in Brattleboro, Vermont. Roadshow number one. If you want the full roadshow schedule, it's on the show Instagram.
Yes.
So just go to the Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram, and you can see not only the full roadshow schedule, but the full schedule of roadshow pregames, where we will be the night before every roadshow as we hit the road and hang out with you over the next couple of months. Right now, though, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
time now for The Lead.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low end, and the secrets that we share.
What about the mountains that we move, Shy?
The mountains that we move. Caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left.
Anything left to prove? No, nothing left to prove.
And I remember what she said to me.
Did she swear or something?
She swore that it never would end.
Did the woman swear something? She did.
How she held me,
yes.
Oh, so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
How are you running, Bob?
Against the wind.
Oh, you're running against the wind. Okay, good.
We were running against the wind.
Johnny King says, shut up, Greg. All right, fine, I'll shut up. That's Bob Seger. Great lead song, Against the Wind. Good choice. You love Bob Seger.
I absolutely love Seger.
Where did your love of Bob Seger come from?
It'd be thanks to my father. He was a big Bob Seger fan himself.
Yeah.
It's the one artist, him and Bruce are like the two artists that my dad always listened to that I also fell in love with.
Huh. That's great.
Yeah.
Father-son moment there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Your lead this morning, Shine?
Yes, thank you, Greg. So I thought I'm going to go with a little bit of a non-sports lead, even though it may be from originally a sports guy. Stephen A. Smith does like his podcast now, and he takes questions off of Twitter. And he was asked a question that I felt needed to be addressed in the room because I saw it, I thought it was interesting, and I was really curious where everyone stood. So the question is, if there is money sitting in a toilet, how much money would it have to be for you to reach in and grab it?
Hmm. And, well, I will say this. I have retrieved my cell phone from a toilet.
Yeah.
Having errantly dropped it in there at one point.
So I think there's also, I think there needs to be clarification, because if it's just a clean toilet, like clear toilet, it's much easier to just be like, oh yeah, I can just reach in, wash my hand, no big deal. People clean toilets all the time, no big deal. But like if it's a toilet that happens to be filled with excrement.
No.
Then how much money would it cost?
6:32 a.m., Shime.
A couple racks?
Yeah, you know.
And some of us don't feel the best. Yeah. And you're talking about excrements and toilets?
Excrement.
Your queen is close to being ill every second after yesterday. Can you please give her a break over
here?
I'd say a G bird.
Okay.
So I'd say a rack I'd do it for.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, $1,000. I put a plastic glove on. I get in there. I get the money. I clean the money off.
For someone like you, Wiggy, you had children, so you've cleaned diapers. You've experienced poop before.
And I've did it for free.
Hmm.
What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, like, changing a diaper, you don't put your hand into water that has somebody else's poop in it.
No, but sometimes kids are covered in poop. Like,
I know, believe me.
What are we doing? Why is this a lead?
They have gloves. Yeah. They have gloves. I would do $1,000.
I think he's just trying to torture you.
Yeah.
I just didn't
see this coming from Shime this morning.
Yeah, I'm just
poop
in.
Poop talk
I'm,
at 6:33.
I'm in. Tune in. I think I would do it, Wiggy. I think I'd do it for like $250.
I see no problem with that.
If it were your own. Like if you had made, if you were the one who made the mess in the toilet. I mean, if it was me,
I might even drop as low as like $200.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh.
If it's someone else's, then it probably bumps up to like $350.
If it was your own brand, then
yeah,
you went
exactly.
$200.
I know where it came from at least.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta go. I'd say at least $1,000 for somebody else. I'd probably do myself for $500.
But you would do somebody else's for $1,000?
Yeah. A Gino?
$1,000 is a lot of money, Greg. I know it may not be to you.
They have those big long yellow gloves now. They go up to like your forearms.
Toilets aren't that deep anyways. You don't even need a glove that big.
I can't either. Oh, Shime, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good lead, Shime.
Yeah, thank you.
One of your more interesting leads.
I was trying to be different today. I was trying something else.
Thank you.
Trying something new.
Curtis, good morning.
Crappy lead. The odds are in, everybody.
Uh-huh.
The Brady talk is back. What do you guys think the odds of just Tom Brady returning to the NFL next season are via covers.com?
Boy.
Oof. Pretty good. I'd say pretty good.
Shime, what do you think?
Shime?
odds for Brady to return, like, plus 2,500.
Ooh, say I say, like, plus 350.
It's, you guys are, the in the middle is the answer, 10-1, the okay. odds of him coming back next season. And we have the each team odds, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The favorite would be the Raiders because he's likely to be a minority owner. The Patriots, second favorite, plus 300. Then it goes the Bucks, Niners, Dolphins, Jets, Wiggy,
yeah,
and any other team at plus 500.
Oh. How are the Niners not the favorite when they were interested before? I mean, I understand they got Brock Purdy, but
right.
like, wouldn't you, if you were into Tom Brady last season,
right?
Wouldn't you be into Tom Brady if he is really coming back this season?
Because I think maybe because Brock Purdy had a solid year. The whole year. And so I think that might have lowered the odds of San Fran, where they're like, all right, we like Purdy. We can go with Purdy. That's our guy. Because they have to figure out a contract for him. I mean, what are they going to do with him? Like, you already see the contracts that are out there, whether it's for a guy like Baker Mayfield. We talked about Daniel Jones. Like, where don't you think Brock Purdy is looking at those contracts and going, okay, I need more than those guys? I'm probably not in the Lamar Jackson world.
What was Jones? 10 years, 100 million? Or no, it was 100 million.
Yeah, it was 100
it was,
million.
Was it 10 years? Was it 5?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was like 4 or 5 million, 120, right. And I think 50, 60 guaranteed.
And I'll find out what the Baker Mayfield one was, because that would probably be a good comparison.
So that's the word out there. It's not going away anytime soon, and those are the odds of the teams and if he does return at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Scottie Scheffler went to a dive bar in Dallas after winning the Masters, and he was donning his green jacket. Mm. I found it interesting because after John Rahm won, he talked about the rules that come with wearing the green jacket. You only get the green jacket to take off the premises for a year after you win. Mm-hmm. Once there is a new winner, you have to return it to Augusta. You only get to wear it when you're at Augusta. The rules that John Rahm said is the least you can wear is golf attire. So Scottie Scheffler wearing golf attire, that's fine. You can't consider dressing down when wearing the green jacket, no jeans, no shorts, etc. The jacket can't make a public appearance without Augusta knowing. I doubt that Scottie Scheffler was like, I'm headed to this dive bar in Dallas and I'm going to wear the jacket. So that may be an issue. And the last one. Cannot be photographed with the jacket while having alcohol.
Uh-oh.
So, a few things to consider when it comes to the Masters, Augusta, and Scottie Scheffler when it comes to wearing the green jacket. He could find himself in some hot water. You better hope that nobody had their phones out taking photos of him drinking while in the green jacket.
Right, right. Can you wear flip-flops with the green jacket?
I would consider that dressing down, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just didn't know that there were so many rules when it came to wearing it.
They have rules about everything
right.
at Augusta National, and I guess that isn't surprising, but it's your jacket. You should be able to wear it how you want for the year that you're able to wear it. It's like when the guys who win the Stanley Cup get the cup for a day. They can do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was damaged because it got stuck at the bottom of Mario Lemieux's pool. At one point, because they were all partying with it in a pool. So,
and it would be kind of cool when you return it if it has little stains on it, little rips from partying in it. Every jacket has a story.
Well, oh, that was in Dallas, so probably some barbecue sauce spilled on it at some point, I would guess.
Oh, so wait, so the jacket is like the Stanley. They only have one jacket that they give to guys each year?
I'm assuming they have a lot of jackets because they have to have a size for everybody who might win.
Right.
But that particular one, I guess, is his and his for life, but they keep it other than the year in which he has won it. So he has two of them.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives it?
All right, Courtney, great lead.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. Then we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next at 7. They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll talk about the NFL talent evaluator who does not have good things to say about J.J. McCarthy, among other things, coming up at 7. At 7:20, we'll be joined by our official Karen Reed trial correspondent, the great Ted Daniel of Fox 25, a news guy, an actual journalist on this program, Curtis.
Oh, I love it. Big day day. I think Courtney's going to be glued to the TV all day.
Right. So trial begins today, at least jury selection.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted Daniel will join us throughout the trial with updates on that trial on this show. We'll talk to Ted at 7:20 this morning on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That is a request from the Twitch chat. I believe it was Boston Vegas in the Twitch chat.
Maybe you should let it breathe for a minute. So if it was a request, let it breathe. Problem is, it takes John Mellencougar an hour to sing in this one. That's the issue.
I was thinking that.
It's a long intro.
It's all about the instrumental.
Yeah. All right. I can't let it breathe.
We tried.
We have leads to get to. Speaking of that.
Greg does not wait around for a cougar.
I don't know. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing for you, Shime. But your lead this morning being compared to one that Jackson would have. So
yeah, I really took inspiration from Jackson today. I don't know. I'm in a weird spot today mentally, I think, physically. And so it's just, you know, we're just kind of going with it.
What is the issue? What's the physical issue?
No, nothing. I just feel like my body is kind of like levitating. I feel like I'm in a cloud.
Yeah.
It's just one of those days, man.
Probably reacting to a lack of caloric intake, like months of denying yourself any food that tastes any kind of form of deliciousness.
I don't even think it's that. I don't know. I didn't sleep great yesterday, but like, it's just one of those days, a little loopy.
All right, Bruins wrap up the regular season this evening, and we will talk to Mike Milbury about the end of the regular season and the playoffs on Thursday's show. But right now, the rest of this morning's leads. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
All right, hello, good morning. Got a couple things real quick. So just off of Curtis's lead a little bit with Brady. Brock Purdy is scheduled to be a free agent in 2 years, so there has to be a deal done that's made with him. So the world that he is in, Daniel Jones was a 4-year, $160 million, $92 million guaranteed.
So that's $40 million a year.
Right, and then he's more like Jalen Hurts in the sense where he was top five MVP voting. Jalen Hurts, 5 years, $255 million. $170 million in guarantee. So if you're the San Francisco 49ers, the question that you got to ask your organization, can this guy win us a Super Bowl, or do we pick up the phone and call Brady and say, all right, Purdy, can you just sit for a year And well, so I don't know if that's part of it, but I just kind of like touched on.
But don't you think that's going to create a massive issue when it comes to Brock Purdy?
Right.
Who's going to see himself playing for his big deal. Like,
yeah.
This is what he's been waiting for.
Right. But are you willing, if you're the 49ers, are you willing to give him the Jalen Hurts type of deal? And then
would you?
I get Brady?
No, would you give Brock Purdy that kind of deal? $200 million, call it $200 million over Ooh. 4 years.
Wait, you don't have to do it for another 2 years, though, right?
Well you got to.
You
got to
make it either be in on him or out
right.
on him.
Right, you got to make a decision after this year.
Yeah, after this year, I can wait. I can still put it off a little.
No, I understand that, but if the Brady conversation is starting to heat up a little bit now that we know Brady,
is it though, or is it just like nonsense from Tom Brady? Like Shine said
yesterday. I don't know if it's nonsense. I don't know. If you're the 49ers, do you believe? Let me ask this question to the room. Do you believe the 49ers organization, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, think that Brock Purdy is the guy that can win him a championship?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that they think he's the guy. I think that they put all kinds of talent around him, and he's an effective game manager.
And how long does Shanahan and Lynch have?
Oh, they have plenty of time. But
I'm just saying, before people get restless.
Oh, I think they're already restless.
In San Fran.
I think when Kyle Shanahan basically confirmed the reporting before the Super Bowl that they had called Brady prior to last season. I mean, it's clear that there's a desire. It's the team he grew up rooting for. They are maybe the most talented roster outside of quarterback in the NFL. So I think these questions will persist. And they could win with Purdy, but they know that Purdy will never be the reason they do, if that makes sense.
No, I get that part of it. And are you willing to invest in a guy of $200-plus million for he's not the reason on why you're going to win.
Okay, but Tom Brady's a solution for maybe half of a season, if that, right? I mean, he's not a full season. He's not. He said if a team called mid-season, that's what he was asked, right? By the barber?
Correct, yeah.
He's not a full season solution.
Mm-hmm. He would literally just want to make a playoff run.
Right.
He wants somebody to do all the work and then him get all the credit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But could
sounds like this show, Sean. You do all the work, we get all the credit.
Hey.
Yes.
Could you imagine a Super Bowl, Brady at 47 against Mahomes for all the marbles, the old versus the young?
Yeah.
It's probably not going to
happen. What about old versus old, like Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Something like we never got.
Right?
I don't know. You just have to ask. I think it's really about the 49ers and the position they're in. Because if they did pick up the phone just to inquire about Brady, doesn't that tell you that are they confident in Purdy and are they willing to break? Because you're going to have to give them a good payday.
Mm-hmm.
And are they willing to do that?
Yeah. So, all right, Wiggy. Thank you.
All right.
John Sterling, the longtime legendary radio voice of the New York Yankees, abruptly retired yesterday.
Wow.
He has been doing games, Curtis, since 1989, John Sterling, on our sister station WFAN in New York. And fans, apparently, he won't do another game. He didn't tell anybody, essentially, that he had done his last game on the radio. Fans apparently want closure. That's one of those words that we use all the time now in life. Fans would like closure. They want one final game from him, and they want to know when it is. They're not going to get it, I guess. I did want to share this morning, in honor of John Sterling, my favorite moment of his broadcast career, and that was when an errant fly ball was hit toward the broadcast booth at Yankee Stadium. Here's John Sterling.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far. A ground ball to third. Donaldson squares, throws to first in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. You know, that foul ball actually hit me. It kind of glanced off my forehead. So I took one for the team.
Okay, John. My star of the game is Kyle Higashioka, who wants to know if you're all right. Are you okay, John?
Yes.
Okay.
I am okay. Just a glancing blow.
Just a glancing blow.
Oh.
Wow.
I am ashamed at the amount of hours I've had to spend listening through WFAN bulk files to get John Sterling calls over my years in sports radio.
But you know what? All right, though? Like, I think physically?
I think he's okay physically. Okay. I think so. I kinda
what would
like,
make him walk away?
I don't know. Maybe they told him to walk away? Or what do you think happened there?
I mean, because I feel like those guys.
It's what?
It reeks of him getting pushed out.
Okay.
That's what the first thing I thought was somebody said, hey, we need to
budget cut thing.
Maybe budget cut or just move in a different direction is the terms that normally get used in the business world, I believe.
And if fans wanted one more game, why not give it to him unless he was getting pushed out? Because whoever's pushing him out is nervous that he may say something.
Yeah.
But why would they do this in the middle of the season? I think it's health related. I mean,
you think so?
The Steinbrenners, I believe, like this station, many of the organizations where you have rights deals, they get final say.
Right.
And he has been a very proud lapdog for the Yankees for his whole career. So,
and I feel like those guys, once they get in, it's hard to get them out, you know, especially if they've been in for a long time, grandfathered in. They just get out.
Unintended.
Yes. I mean, think about it. They don't.
How many Syracuse demos were sent to WFAN yesterday at 3:00?
Think about the number of guys, especially in baseball, that are in their 80s still doing it.
Yeah.
And they just.
Well, look at Joe.
Yeah.
Joe still sounds great. Joe's a Hall of Famer.
Wasn't there a guy not too long ago with the Dodgers or somebody who had been doing it?
Scully.
He just retired or something. Oh, I don't know. But I feel like those guys, you know, once you get into baseball, you know, you can do that gig for a long time.
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. Up next, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.